بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليالي العشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما العمل في أيام أفضل منها في هذه قالوا ولا الجهاد قال ولا الجهاد إلا رجل خرج يخاطر بنفسه وماله ولم يرجع بشيء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, very soon one of the great month of the year, Dhul-Hijjah, is going to begin. Month of Dhul-Hijjah is one of the sacred month, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Amongst those 4 months is month of Dhul-Hijjah as well. And especially the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is very sacred, very holy, full of virtues and barakah and blessings, to that extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has taken an oath of the nights of these 10 days. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, wal fajri wa layalin ashr, Allah is taking the oath of the fajr time, morning time, and walayalin ashr, and 10 nights. Most of the mufassirun has mentioned these 10 nights are the nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, there isn't any amal, there are not any days more virtuous and better than these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the jihad, meaning the jihad was very important and high amal inside of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Always they used to be ready and prepare for jihad, to sacrifice life for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Islam. So they asked, not even jihad, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah said, no, not even jihad. Meaning these 10 days, the virtues and fazila is even more than jihad in normal days. That's how comparison is. You know, in jihad, person is sacrificing his own life, and before one drop of his body, you know, comes on the ground, before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him and grant him Jannatul Firdaus. That's the virtue of jihad. But in these 10 days, if a person is making ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from committing sin deliberately, he will get more virtues and reward than that person who is sacrificing his life. That was his means, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified, walal jihad, not even jihad, unless one exception, that a person, illa rajulun, a person, kharaja, he went out for the jihad, yukhatiru binafsihi wa malihi, he takes his life and all his wealth, walam yarja bishayin, and he did not return back, meaning he became shaheed in part of Allah. Maybe his virtues will be more than the ibadat of these 10 days. Other than that, there is no other amal, no other virtue, no other ibadah is greater and better than the worshipping and making ibadat in zikrullah during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, يَعْدِلُ سِيَامُ كُلَّ لَيْلٍ مِنْهَا بِسِيَامِ سَنَةٍ. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that If a person is fasting in these 10 days, first of Zulhijjah, second of Zulhijjah, until the 9th of Zulhijjah, 9 days of fasting, each and every day of fasting is equivalent to the fasting of 1 year. So meaning, if he fast in first 9 days, he will get the reward of fasting for 9 years. And then on top of that, the special day is Yawmul Arafah. Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated an hadith from Tirmidhi Sharif, this also. Qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya'dilu qiyamu kulla laylati minha bi qiyami laylatil qadr. I have just mentioned the reward of fasting during the day. So each day of fasting is equivalent to a fasting of 1 year. Likewise, each day spending in ibadah is equivalent to spending Laylatul Qadr. So in 9 nights, if a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights, for each night he will get the reward of spending night as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. So days are full of virtues and nights are also full of virtues. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said another hadith, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa akthiru feehinna min at tasbih wat tahleel wat tahmeed wat takbir. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to make abundant zikrullah during these 10 days and 10 nights, especially the third kalima, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. So these four kalimat are very weighty and full of virtues in the scale of mizan. Like in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one time, alhamdulillah, tamla'ul mizan, it filled the scale of the span. One alhamdulillah. And another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that if a person say one subhanallah, one tree will be planted for him in paradise, and the tree will be such a huge that fasted riding horse keep on moving, running for 500 years cannot end the shadow of the tree. 500 years of day and night running, it cannot reach to the shadow, end of the shadow of this tree. How huge that tree will be, and that is only for one subhanallah. If you say 100 times subhanallah, 100 trees will be there. So it's up to you how much trees do you want in your paradise. Hazrat Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Umar used to go to the marketplace during these 10 days, and they used to make takbir. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba used to hear the tasbihat. They also used to make takbirat with him. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated that qala ma عمل آدمي من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم أنه لا يأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وزلافها وإن الدم لا يكون من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع من الأرض فتيبوا بها نفسا. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned close meaning that any عمل during these 10 days is not virtuous than إهراق الدم, sacrificing an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that qurbani, that sacrifice, and that qurbani animal will come on the day of qiyamah with quruniha wa ash'ariha wa azlafiha, with the horns and the hairs and the hoofs. So why ulama explain why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned especially about hairs and horns and the hoofs? Because these are the things we cut off, we throw it away. It's wastage. We don't use the hair of the animal. We throw the hoof of the animal. We throw the horns of the animal. No one cook it, right? That insignificant portion of the body of animal will have virtue on the Yawmul Qiyamah on the scale. What about the actual meat? It's more virtuous than that. So inshallah, this is the best thing to sacrifice during this Qurbani days. And the few, our Sheikh is here, inshallah I'm going to give him time. upon whom the qurbani becomes wajib. A person who is giving sadaqat ul fitr.
बात कर पूरा कर ले, ये ऐलान कर देगा थोड़ी देर.
नहीं नहीं सर, ये मोहन मैं सर दे देता हूँ टाइम. A person during the month of Ramadan paid sadaqat ul fitr. Upon him the qurban is wajib. What is the misconception? Most of the families, the head of the household, he is sacrificing one animal on behalf of the whole family, and they say, oh, our qurban is done. It is not that case. Every individual who is sahib nisab on the day of qurbani, on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, he has the amount of, like, you know, the zakat nisab, 87.48 grams gold or 612.36 grams silver, or equivalent to the amount of the cash, which is in today's time, market price of the silver is around $500. Keep this in mind and spread this mas'ala very clearly. Anyone who has 500 extra dollars in his pocket, in his possession, in his account, qurbani becomes wajib upon him. For example, in one family, father is working, mother is working, brother, son is working, daughter is working. All four are working. They all have cell phones. They all have cards. They have their own accounts. When it comes to the qurbani, oh, my dad is doing, we don't have to do. No. Just like salah, everyone has to pray. Ramadan, fasting, everyone has to fast. Right? Likewise, the qurbani also wajib upon every individual household. It's not my dad is doing, so I'm okay. No. Qurbani becomes wajib if you are entitled of sahib nisab. If you have that of amount in your possession, in $500, my brothers and sisters, in this day and time, everyone has it. Even the, you know, the boy, young man, 18, 20 years old, he's working. He got that much of amount. Just give once in a year, $50, $100, and you buy one share. You don't have to buy the whole cow, just one share. And then you make sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the reward, how much you're getting. Hazrat Zaid ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, very famous hadith, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, anhum asked, ma hadil atahi ya Rasulullah, why we should sacrifice every year the animal? Qala sunnatu abikum Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa taslim. That this is the great sunnat of your forefather, Hazrat Ibrahim. Malana. Sahaba asked, what we going to get out of it? Why we spend money? So, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, لِكُلِّ شَعَرَةٍ حَسَنًا. For every fiber of the animal, on the body, the skin of the animal, you will get one reward. And no one can count how many hairs are there on the skin of animal. Countless. Millions and trillions. That much of reward is getting just by sacrificing $50 or $100 share. You can send overseas, you can get much cheaper share. So don't be stingy to sacrifice during this great days of the qurbani. So especially few masail with regard to the cow, because we are sharing, the cow has to be 2 years old, camel has to be 5 years old, goat should be 1 year old, and lamb, if it's healthy and fat, 6 months, but looks like 1 year. So that kind of healthy lamb also will be accepted for the qurbani. One person can buy the whole cow and sacrifice. Keep this also in mind. When we purchase the big animal, we think we need 7 people, then only we can purchase the cow or bull. No. If just like a goat or sheep, one person can buy and sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Likewise, big animal also, it is permissible to buy the big animal like a cow and sacrifice by himself without taking any share. Permissible. But the best thing is you include 7 shares. So you can distribute the amount, price of the cow equally. Maximum shares in one cow in a big animal is a 7 share. You cannot have more than 7, but you can have less than 7. You don't have to have 100% 7 shares, then only you are entitled to purchase the cow. No. If five brothers go together and they want to purchase the cow, it's okay. If three brothers go together, they want to purchase the cow, it's okay. An amount of that animal can be more or less. For example, a cow is $800 and there are seven brothers or family members sharing one share. So how many? They will get $100 each. One brother said, I'm going to pay $200. He's paying more. That's okay. He can pay more. So that's why in the price, it can be more or less. But when it comes to distributing the meat of the animal, then they have to be specifically seven share equally. In the distributing of the shares, we cannot have more or less. One is getting 5 kg, other is getting 3 kg. It doesn't allow. All seven shares have to be weighted and it should be equal amount. Ulama has mentioned it is very hard to weight the meat for seven shares equally. What we should do, you can put some liver, pieces of liver on seven shares, or some, you know, legs, cut the legs and put the, if you add liver or legs, then if it's more or less, it will be okay. But if it's just you distributing only meat, then you have to make sure all seven shares should be equal, not more or less. For all seven people or six people who are sharing one big cow, they all have to have the niyat of the qurbani or aqiqah. In the big animal, you can have the share of qurbani or newborn baby. You can make niyat of the aqiqah as well. For the girl, one share, for the boy, two shares. So five, for example, five shares are qurbani, two shares is aqiqah. Or six shares are qurbani, one share is aqiqah. It's okay. It will be accepted. No problem. But all seven brothers should have intention. Out of seven, one say, no, I'm just giving you $100, take my share, but I just have no niyat. So whole qurbani will not be accepted. All seven brothers have to have the niyat of the qurbani. This is very, very important. And the animal should not be defiled, like his ear or eyes or horn should not be cut off, tail should be okay. All these things we have to check before you purchase the animal. Inshallah, more masail. Inshallah, I'll continue my next Juma. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq. One important thing, my brothers and sisters, those brothers and sisters who want to intend to do qurbani, whether here local or overseas, from the 1st of Dhul Hijjah, maybe it's most probably Wednesday, May 29, if we sight the moon on Tuesday evening, which is 29th of Dhul Qadha, if we sight the moon or get information, so Wednesday will be 1st of Dhul Hijjah. So those brothers and sisters who intend to make qurbani, they should not clip the nails and cut the hairs from 1st of Dhul Hijjah until their qurbani is done. So all 10 days they should remain. Don't cut your neck or your hair or hands, anything during these 10 days. Stay away from the knife, right? Until your qurbani is done. One more important masala, that all those brothers and sisters who want to give the qurbani overseas, for example, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, right, Fiji, they are they are about 12 or 13 hours ahead of us, right? So their day becomes before our day. When we are night, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, they already have the qurbani, they already have the Eid. So a person who is giving the qurbani sacrifice, they have to hold for his qurbani, because our side is still night. A person who is sacrificing, his time or his place will be regarded and counted. So for example, if we are going to do the qurbani on Friday, right, our Friday morning will be Fiji, Pakistan, India will be evening or night. So you have to hold them until our Salatul Eid is not done. They should not give, they should not sacrifice our animal, our qurbani. They should wait until our salat here in America is done. Then you can call or WhatsApp or time pass, whatever, you know, and then they should do maybe next day, because days of qurbani are 3, 10, 11 and 12. So these 3 days, they should do the qurbani any other day. Preferably first day is important. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Aakhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Sheikh.
सलाम कितने बजे तक करनी है?
10 मिनट
ठीक है।
बस ऐसा हाथ पकड़ लो। अच्छा।